the beginning of the show, I was talking to you about how veterans in suicidal crisis, they'll now be able to go to any VA or non-VA healthcare facility and receive free emergency healthcare. Well, is that as true as it seems? How is this going to impact the men and women who served our country? Well, joining us right now from the local organization Save 22 that shines a light on veteran suicide awareness is Tom Indorf, the founder of Save 22. Tom, how are you today?
Good morning, Jordan. I'm doing great.
Hey, thanks for taking the time and coming on with us. This news came out here recently, and I reached out to you yesterday because I know veteran suicide is very near and dear to your heart. You make every effort. You strive to bring down that number and do your part. You hear this yesterday. What's some of your first reaction when you at least read the headline? Veterans will now be able to receive free suicidal health care.
Well, to be honest, Jordan, the first thing I did was went to the VA.gov and looked up the parameters of this. This bill was actually signed back in 2022 as a compact bill by President Trump at the time. And so I went and looked and did some more research to see, because there's always a loophole somewhere. And I found a little one in it. But I'm not saying this bill is bad. This new parameters of being able to go get health, emergency health care, is going to save a lot of lives. But I want to caution people to read the fine print of it, because one of the stipulations is that you have to have 24 months of active duty. So you have to have at least 2 years of active duty to qualify for that free care.
So does that mean, Tom, that if somebody is discharged or they're injured and they're sent home within 18 months, then
you see, that's what there's a catch there too, though, because if you're being sent home on a medical discharge, you're going to qualify for those VA benefits.
Okay. All right. So,
and if you have a dishonorable, you won't be able to go and do that either.
Okay. So yeah, and I have the VA.gov site up right now. You can go on their site, and it has this right under the Office of Public and Intergovernmental Affairs. That's exactly where I found it out. So anyone can look into that. So you read this yesterday. You looked into the whole thing. What stood out that was a huge positive in this news that was released?
Is being able to go to private care, go into an emergency room, and knowing that the VA is going to pick up the tab. A lot of veterans don't want to go. I mean, to go into an emergency room for mental health, VA facility wise, you have to drive to Cleveland or Dayton or Pittsburgh. You know, the three nearest hospitals to us. Or there is one. There is a hospital in Chillicothe too. But it gives them more options than, you know, hey, I got to go to Cleveland because, you know, I'm just not. Well, now you can go into Altman, or you can go into, you know, the Cleveland Clinic, and it's going to help greatly. You know, the veteran is in crisis mode. They can just go somewhere other than the VA, even though the VA is a good organization. It spans the options.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of the bullet points of this right now, and it says that this is going to allow the VA to provide, pay for, or reimburse for treatment for eligible individuals, emergency suicide care, transportation costs, so it's going to cover transportation costs, and follow-up care at a VA or non-VA facility for up to 30 days of inpatient care.
So if you need to take it, you have to go by ambulance, so they're going to reimburse that ambulance ride. They're gonna take care of you at this point. It's a really good thing that was signed in. You just got to watch the loopholes. There's some in there for reservists. I think you have to have 100 days in country, or but that doesn't apply to offsite drone operators. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and I'm going to keep going down the list of what this will allow the VA to do. All right, so I have make appropriate referrals for care following the period of emergency suicide care, determine eligibility for other VA services and benefits, refer eligible individuals for appropriate VA programs and benefits following the period of emergency suicide care. Now, let's dive into who is considered eligible. Now, this is eligible individuals regardless of VA enrollment status. So the eligible individuals are veterans who were discharged or released from active duty after more than 24 months of active service under conditions other than dishonorable. Former members of the armed forces, including reserve service members, who served more than 100 days under a combat exclusion or in support of a contingency operation, either directly or by understanding an unmanned aerial vehicle. All right. So you're right. There are loopholes in this. Former members of the armed services who were the victim of a physical assault of a sexual nature or battery of a sexual nature or sexual harassment while serving the armed forces. So now you read that then, Tom, that last one, which I think is very important. I think that's a very important one, especially to take care of one's mental health. And you read that, does that mean if that former male or female is, you know, released from the military after maybe 6 months because they went through that physical assault that was sexual in nature, they would still qualify then, correct?
Yes, they're going to be taken care of.
Okay. So who isn't going to be taken care of then? I hate to even phrase it like that, but who is not going to be taken care of if they're seeking out this this help?
Anybody who has a dishonorable discharge. Also, it's going to leave out the person who went to boot camp and had lied on an application or something like that and was kicked out during boot camp. Anybody who makes it to their school and doesn't make it through their school because of a health or not, I wouldn't say a health issue, but something comes up like they fail on a drug test or something like that, they're not going to be eligible. The one thing that this does, you read, you know, it's gonna flag you for things that you may need to be in the VA system. This, so say, you know, I have an issue. I'm not enrolled. Let's just say that, and I go because I'm in suicide crisis mode. They're gonna look at my record book and say, hey, you need to go get connected for this, this, and this, so we can take you on. It's putting you into the VA system. It's drawing you in where a lot of people haven't gone and filed for anything. So it's good in that aspect that if you use that and you go in, they're going to try to help you out and get you into the VA healthcare system.
Okay. So that is a plus then, that they're going to try to get you.
That is a very big plus. I mean, there's not very much wrong with this at all. I mean, there is a few little loopholes that you need to read, but other than that, it was a very solid plan when they came in with it.
Yeah. Did you know that this was, you know, even on the table? Did you know that this was going to go into effect today before it was released yesterday?
Actually, it was released Friday, but I knew about it in 2020. I didn't know that it would actually, because sometimes, like the PACT Act, you know, they just opened that up and, you know, they opened it up before the funding was ready. So things like certain legislation, you never know if it's fully going to go into effect. It's sitting there and it's ready to go, but you don't know if it's going to go into effect. I wasn't sure that it was going to go into effect till yesterday when you sent me the article, because I kind of disassociate myself with the news right now for my own mental health. I don't watch, you know, mainstream news or anything like that. If I need to know something, I'll look it up. But when you sent that, the first thing I did was go and read everything I could on this. And I agree with it. It's pretty solid. It's going to help us do our job, too, not only at Save 22, but at the veterans service level.
Well, that's great. And while I have you on here, I do want to, you know, talk about Save 22 here soon. Are you guys doing your big hike that you do every year?
Yes, sir.
Where's that at this year?
I'm not allowed to say just yet. We are still working on details with location and some planning, but it'll be big this year.
Well, that is all I can say. That's awesome. Is it going to be in Ohio?
Yes, it's going to be in Ohio. It's just moving to a different location. we needed to get into a bigger market. So with bigger sponsors, and it was our intention when we first started off that we would eventually move it from city to city, and eventually move out of Carroll County. And this was the year to do it. 2023 was the year to do it.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this then. Is it still going to be the first weekend in May?
Yes, it'll be May 6th.
Okay. I would love to be there this year, wherever it's at. Our son is due that day, so I don't think my wife is going to let me skip out to go to I've been there plenty of times. It's always a great turnout. The food is great, and the people, they turn out in just so many people. So many people.
And that was in Carroll County, and we're moving it to a little bit bigger area. So
okay. All right. Well, you could always tell me. It's like nobody's even listening right now, Tom.
I cannot leak it.
No, you're good.
You know, Jordan, one day I would like to just come on the show and we can do and talk about all kinds of veteran issues and have people call in and ask me questions, because I'm always watching veterans legislation. I work at the, at the state level with the Veterans Service Commissions. So maybe sometime I come on and just answer some of your viewers' questions.
Yeah, well, you could definitely work something out there, because I think, suicide awareness in all fronts, right? Civilians, veterans, I think
not
that's
even
very
that,
important.
Just veteran issues and VA, clear the VA's name a little bit too, because they get a bad rap because of one or two people will say, well, I had a bad experience, but a lot of the time, these people, some veterans just don't understand the system. Yeah. So, and if we can get on and clarify that, it would be great.
All right, that sounds good to me. We'll plan that. We'll plan that. Maybe we'll get that rolling a little bit closer, or right after the Save 22 March or the hike in its undisclosed location.
All right.
Tom Mindorf with Save 22. Thanks so much for coming on, talking to us about this new bill here that started today. Veterans in suicidal crisis, they can go to any VA or non-VA healthcare facility for free emergency healthcare. Eligible individuals, though. So head on over to va.gov right now, and you'll be able to find out who is eligible and who is not. Tom Mindorf, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jordan. Always a pleasure.